FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Just a bit of banter.
What, so, Mav?
Start with a bit of banter, mate. Just open up with a little bit of banter.
I've just arrived.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all right. It's part of it. Good.
What?
Bit of banter. Go on.
What DEFCON are we at for banter? Three?
Which way round is it?
I think one is bad.
We're at DEFCON 5, then. We're fine at the moment.
No, it's bad, though, for banter. You want it to be at DEFCON 1 if you want outstanding...
I thought one is bad banter.
No. One, no.
One is like killing banter. You're smashing it.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, we're currently at DEFCON 4.
I'd take 4. For subtle banter.
We're aiming for 1. We're definitely heading for 1 this show, Ben, because we have got stuff to talk about. It's our birthday!
That's next week.
It's our birthday next week. Which means, Ben, we can show on this week's show a week ahead, of course, of when our birthday actually is, Ben, which is great news.
I've already planned it. I already know what I'm going
to
do.
That's fine. Yeah. I've put together a series of jingles, Ben.
Oh, good.
Which you can listen to and think to yourself, will I use those? No. But we had a good time listening to them because Marv put a little bit of effort in, about an hour's worth.
An hour's worth?
Smashed it, mate. Got a series of them. It's not just one jingle.
Okay.
Oh, Ben. Should we kick off?
Yeah, let's start.
Well, Ben, it's our birthday, as you know.
Next week.
It's our birthday, as you know. And, Ben, how does a radio station celebrate birthdays?
They get loads of celebrities.
They get celebrities in, don't they, Ben? That's exactly what you do.
Have you met?
You're right. Well,
Have you met?
Well, let's find out, Ben.
Okay. FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Ronan Keating.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Oh.
You said best when you said nothing at all.
So there's Ronan Keating saying happy birthday to us.
He's not from Northern Ireland.
What?
He's not from Northern Ireland.
I'm not saying where he's from, Ben. That's just the voice of Ronan Keating saying happy birthday. He's not the only one that's been in touch, Ben. That's great news.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Can I just ask, there isn't a Nelson Mandela impression?
God, no, Ben. God, no.
Good.
God. I know where the line is.
Good.
There's one which pushes it a little bit, Ben, but you're going to be fine with it. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Jack White.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio. I'm Jack White.
So there you go, that's Jack White saying happy birthday. Not many radio stations, Ben,
get Jack White.
Jack White.
No. I was thinking that the other day. I was like, not many radio stations get Jack White.
You sent me a text saying, we can hardly even launch a radio station, Mav. We've got an ident by Jack White. You can play that on FC Live if you want. These are all options to you, Ben. Here's another.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Carrie Fisher.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio! I'm Carrie Fisher!
There you go, Carrie Fisher getting in touch. You know, she's back in the limelight.
It's like she never left.
She's never left, isn't it?
Was that on the set of episode 8?
That's right, yeah. She phoned in.
She did she?
She phoned in. Yeah, no one expected Carrie Fisher to give a happy birthday message, Ben. And yes, she has. Would you like to hear the fourth and final birthday celebrity message, Ben?
Yes, please, Marv.
FCUM Radio. FC.
I mean, who do you think it's going to be at this point? I mean, you've had quite a collection. You've had Ronan Keating, of course.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about the Jack White that got in touch.
You've not
and then
done,
Carrie Fisher.
You've not done your South African impression. That's why.
That's, you know, Ben, I thought that was off the table.
Yeah.
I recognise that as being off the table.
Okay. Well, you've got your Dutch-Russian thing.
Dutch-Russian, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Anna Kournikova got in touch.
Yeah. You've got your Australian.
That's nailed it, yeah.
It's more New Zealand, to be fair.
Sure.
Bean.
But
I don't know.
Well, it could be anyone, Ben. Could be anyone. I mean, you're kind of suggesting it's like me doing the accents, Ben.
Oh, is it going to be me?
People have actually got in touch.
Is it going to be me?
Well, no, because you didn't get in touch, did you? You would know if you got in touch.
Yeah, no.
Like
but
Carrie Fisher knows that she got in touch.
Yeah, I meant you doing an impression of me.
I'm not doing an impression of any of these people.
No, I know that.
I can't make that any more clear.
But there's always one in there that's actually you doing it. There's always at least one.
Have you heard it yet, Ben?
No.
Well, in that case, it must be this one, eh?
Music United.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. I mean, to be clear, that is my voice.
Yeah, yeah, I get that, yeah.
And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Boris Becker.
Ah, guten Tag, ich bin Boris Becker. Happy birthday, FCUM Radio, yeah.
Ooh, a little bit sexy from Boris.
I'm going to go with the Jack White one.
You're going to go with the Jack White one? Okay, so...
Oh, and the Carrie Fisher one. The Carrie Fisher...
Obviously, the Carrie Fisher's a given, Ben.
Carrie Fisher and Jack White, I think you've nailed it there, Mal.
Get in! Right, more birthday adverts to come later in the show. That's something to look forward to. Also, we're going to be talking about politics. What? Why, something happened? Only the end of the world.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming?
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that all?
Here's my question for you, Ben.
Okay, yeah.
Is it?
What?
So that song, Ben.
Yes.
That song there. I've read the lyrics. Do you know what the lyrics are?
Yeah, it's
oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Can you see what we so proudly hailed while the twilight is gleaming? Can you see what we're looking at?
America.
What we're looking at, Ben, is the broad-striped and bright stars through the perilous fight over the ramparts we watched. They're so gallantly streaming. Those stars and stripes, Ben, they're gallantly streaming over the ramparts. Do you know what a rampart is?
Some sort of old battle thing.
Yeah, it's like an old castle, which is surprising considering Americans have no castles.
They have a castle.
Do they?
Yes.
You think of the White House?
I am.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. They're at war, Ben.
Yeah, but the flag's still there.
The flag is still showing, therefore they're still on top. That's right. That's right, Ben.
I remember, you ever watched the film Waterloo, where basically there's a scene in the Battle of Waterloo, which is just a series of flags being transferred between one side to the other.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's like one, it's got like two o'clock, the French are storming into this little courtyard, French flag. 4 o'clock, Britain, flag.
All right.
6 o'clock, French.
Right.
It just goes on for ages.
Just lots of different countries have flags. Oh, say does that star-spangled yet wave over the land of the free and home of the brave. And what they're asking is, does the star-spangled banner, does it still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave, Ben? Does it still wave? That's my question to you.
Well, you got to remember, in all of this, Hillary got more votes than the other guy got.
Right.
So
it's not quite how it works, though, is it?
No, that's unfortunate. But you
it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like Brexit, where you know the people who wanted to remain were in the minority. It's the majority voted for her. So it's the system that's the problem, not the people.
I don't disagree with you from the off, Ben, but I feel like I'm.
And
gonna...
to be fair, lots of people voted a certain way for various reasons and. You know,
it's the most upsetting thing about it is that we live in a world whereby it's possible for someone like that to get promoted to that position.
But look at us. I mean, basically, today there's a certain name that cannot be uttered in a Starbucks shop when they say, what's the name for the cup?
Yeah.
Right. And I went for it tonight.
What did you say?
I went for it.
Donald?
Nigel.
Nigel. Interesting choice. Yeah, yeah.
I went with it. I thought,
Show it to the camera.
You know what? I'm going to be bold. I'm going to go, my name's Nigel.
How did it go down for you?
But she looked at me like, you don't look like a Nigel. And my eye back went, no, I don't look like a Nigel. And then she went with her eyes, but you're going with Nigel. And I went with my eyes, yes.
I'm saying Nigel.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we're not all Nigel. And remember, not everyone in America is Donald.
I'm not saying that everyone is Donald.
That's important.
It's just the fact that he got in and what that says. It's just an awful shame. But Ben, it did give me an idea. Because it's been a frustrating year, hasn't it? Loads of great celebrities have died.
Yes, that's true.
I got interested in politics again at the start of the year. And look what's happened since!
You're disappointed, aren't you?
What on earth is going on? Right? I'm going to go back to how I used to be completely apathetic about everything. It's much easier. At least you don't get really annoyed when people just lie all the time. It's much easier being apathetic. Clearly what this year is showing is, including Leicester winning the Premier League, is that anything is possible, Ben. Anything can happen, all right? Anything can happen. We live in an unpredictable world. So I thought, let's set up a political party. Where our agenda will be...
You know when you text me this morning with those guidelines... Which
about how to create a political party?
Yeah. I was in Greg's buying a sausage balm.
That's where all the best ideas come, Ben.
Well, I was in there, and she went, do you want sugar in your coffee? And I went, yeah, two.
I think I'm going to have it, considering I read this.
Yeah, two. Oh. No, no sauce. So what, actually, make it brown.
What I'm thinking we should... It's a good joke. What I'm thinking we should do is create a political party. Actually, genuinely create one, which is only going to cost us around £65,000, Ben. I've done the research. What we should do is start the party and basically completely lie in ridiculous ways about things that we will definitely do when we get in.
But all parties
do every
that.
Vote we get is a success, Ben.
But that doesn't make you stand out from the crowd.
Unless you've got a completely batty manifesto, Ben. Here's my suggestions that I've got so far.
Do you remember the Natural Law Party?
No.
They believed in levitation and, you know, the power of the mind kind of thing. And that you don't you remember those videos where they were doing that bouncing whilst cross-legged races?
No.
Across the school hall. They were doing it.
Oh, not at all. No idea what you're talking about.
It's like a Uri Geller thing.
Oh, right.
The Natural Law Party.
Yeah.
They had billboards and everything back in the 90s. They were quite modest.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a party that was saying you can fly, I think they were quite modest.
I was trying to think of the perfect bed music to accompany this feature earlier on. Well, originally I thought, how about American Woman by Lenny Kravitz? So that's a bit much, actually, isn't it, for the kind of feature we're doing? But I listened to it for a bit. Check out what happens on this karaoke version.
Who's that?
Right? Nothing here. Listen. I'm pretty sure it's also out of tune. Oh, that's it. And that's the only time they appear in the entire song.
Yeah.
I've no idea. I didn't listen through. Obviously, Ben, the winner of the bed music for the week was...
Cagney and Lacey. Oh.
The song that we all know about America, the karaoke version by the Emirates Digital Karaoke Group.
What a drag it is.
Do you reckon, you know, I mean, we've lost Leonard Cohen this week, obviously, and, you know, Bob Dylan won his Nobel Prize last month, and...
Does really go,
where does Burrell fit into
Burrell?
Burrell. Where does Burrell? Burrell. Where does Burrell fit into the scheme of
quite far down the list? Anyway, let me tell you about my manifesto. Right, these are the things that I think we should go out and say. We're definitely going to make this happen if we get in as Prime Minister. If I get in as Prime Minister, because you're going to run my campaign for me. Number one, Ben, make monkeys fly. All right, it could be a popular choice.
It's not the Wizard of Oz.
I know, but it's referential, and you can kind of pull on that for the voters. You can play a little bit of it.
Weren't the Flying Monkeys
a
bad?
A YouTube video together? That is too annoying, that music. Good wasn't Lord. The, even a karaoke version of
Razorlight.
Wasn't
the Wicked Witch the bad person
what?
Doing the Flying Monkeys?
Flying my pretty.
Yeah, but that's the point, Ben, because some of these are very popular ideas, and others are a little bit like a villain, because you clearly need to be a little bit like a villain in order to get anywhere in life. That's what my life has taught me so far. Number two, Ben. Here's a positive
it's
one.
Just the fact it's number one.
Here's a positive one, right? How do we win the women's vote? Flip the gender pay gap. That's what we're going to guarantee. That as soon as we go in, all of men's wages and all of women's wages will be swapped.
So it's no longer a glass ceiling, it's more a glass floor.
Sure! There is a glass floor in this organisation.
Does that work?
Well, you got to be careful if you're wearing high heels. Number three, Ben. Here's a difficult one, but if we promise it, we have to deliver on it. Or, of course, just not deliver on it, because you can say anything as you're kind of in the run-up for it. Number three, Ben, bring back Terry Wogan and David Bowie. If we go out there and say, listen, we're going to bring back Wogan and Bowie, or Bowie, whichever one you want.
So, instead of taking our country back, which is a big theme nowadays, we're going to take back David Bowie.
Bring him back. I think everyone agrees that it was better when he was here.
It was better when he was here.
See, there you go. Number four.
Why Terry
Ben?
Wogan?
Number four.
Oh.
Why not Terry Wogan? Number four, National Elephant Appreciation Day. Because if you think about it, Ben, this is the advert for it. If you think about it, elephants are great. Number five, Ben, here's a popular one. Free footballs for all children.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah.
That's going to get you retweeted, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know about social media.
Not as much as Rebecca on The Apprentice, but...
Oh, so happy she's gone. Number six, Ben, there's not many of these. Number six, legislative action for lying politicians. So when they come in and they're going to...
But aren't we lying?
Huh?
Aren't we lying?
We are putting... You're right, Ben. We are putting ourselves in prison as a result of our own manifesto. And if that doesn't get us elected, Ben... As like a true artistic comment on politics in this day and age.
But we're getting arrested for suggesting we could have flying monkeys.
Right, correct.
It's so pointless.
Bring back Toblerones as they were.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And,
that's outrageous.
And Opal Fruits.
What are they called now?
Starburst, Ben.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Remember that? Remember yes. Opal Fruits?
Yes.
The kids these days don't even know they were called Opal Fruits. That's the thing about it.
Chewits.
What about them?
Do you remember Chewits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about them?
I'm just saying.
Are they not around anymore?
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since about the 90s, I think.
Good grief. What kind of world are we living in?
Just having a drink of Nigel.
Now, more of a Trump-style one, because, you know, you've got to throw a few controversial ones in there, Ben. Build a swimming pool for all racists and introduce a racism test. Not sure what the test will be yet.
Why would the swimming pool help?
But everyone has to sit here. Huh?
Why would the swimming pool help?
Well, that's where all the racists go.
For a swim?
Well, they will be swimming.
Yeah.
It's not like a casual, leisurely swim. They are in a swimming pool forever. It's like a prison, but they're in a swimming pool.
But they'll get that wrinkly finger thing.
Oh, God, yeah, Ben, imagine.
But
oh,
that'd be bad. And what happens if they get chlorine in their eyes?
Could happen, Ben.
A swimming pool should be for pensioners.
Speaking of pensioners,
oh.
Photographic ID
right.
is a compulsory for all babies because they all look the same.
Mm.
And same applies for old people. Oh, hang on. Is this candidate calling out the old people? What's he doing? Yes, that's right. All right, I'm appealing to the younger voters, hence the gender pay gap, yeah?
Yeah.
You can see this selling, can't you?
Why do pensioners need to have photo ID? Think about it.
When they buy...
I'm enjoying this little brainstorm, Robin, though.
Here's another one, another popular one. No more queuing. Oh, yeah. That's it. That is the reaction I'm looking for, Ben. I want people to be stunned by this manifesto to go, how would that work? What does he mean, no more queuing? How would that work
how
in
would
any way?
It work?
Ben, I don't need to say it. I can just say what I like during this campaign. You know what, everyone? If you vote for me, no more queuing! No more queuing! No more queuing! I'll get everyone shouting it and everyone will go home going, he said there'll be no more queuing. And then your mum will go, how's that going to work? And they'll go, he didn't say about that, but I believed it because we all chanted it. So that's all that matters. And finally, Ben, the last one, which is kind of a victory and also kind of a negative. I'm kind of playing both sides of the fence here. Take control of the BBC.
Right.
Which I think Daily Mail voters would potentially go for. That someone wants to take control of that rotten organisation, the BBC.
Yeah, yeah.
And then permanently decommission Mrs Brown's Boys.
Oh, I can get
so,
behind that.
So, you know, it's kind of both
but
sides of the
bad,
fence.
Though. That's bad, though, because you promised all these great things like the flying monkeys, the free swimming pools, photo IDs for pensioners. These are all...
And babies.
And babies. And David Bowie coming back.
Great news.
Oh, and Bowie. But then you kind of ruin it by getting rid of the most popular sitcom on British television.
Right? Right? Shall we set up our own political party?
I still
all we need is £65,000. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you can get in touch and you can donate to this movement. Do you want to say anything about it?
I would suggest that people listen to Red Rebel Radio, where we cover it in some form of depth this week while Swampy does. And you know, we come out of it basically hoping that it's going to be fine because no one can be that daft as a brush, surely. Not even a brush is that daft.
Oh, it's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, aside from kind of getting really upset by it and all that, The style change as soon as he became president-elect.
He had a Boris moment, didn't he?
Well, obviously it's all being written for him. Like, it's, you know, I know he's kind of having a big load of input into it and all that kind of stuff, but all of his speeches that he does in big places, they're all written because they've all got speechwriters. So did he have panic? Did everyone else have panic? Did they all go, oh, we've actually got in? Or did they actually have confidence of getting in? Because then suddenly to move from that to instantly this kind of weird statesman kind of style, where he's kind of talking about how great Obama is and all the rest of the things that have been happening. I don't understand. What's the game?
I don't think you're meant to understand, Mav.
Is he going to build a wall?
No.
He can't build a wall.
No.
You can't build a wall.
No,
you can't get Mexico to pay for it.
There's already a wall. It's got a border crossing. It already exists.
It's in China. It's a great wall. But I just don't understand what's happening.
Don't worry.
Is he reeling everyone in going, hey, guys, I'm not the crazy guy I saw in the campaign. I just did that to get in. Now that I'm here, like, I'm really going to work hard to get like healthcare aligned again to make sure that everyone can pay for it appropriately as opposed to this Obama nonsense, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to use the power that I've now got in the House and the Senate and all that kind of stuff to push through things which are genuinely going to help, you know, common Joe and all this kind of stuff. Is he actually going to do that, or is he just going to go?
Not Common Joe, it's Joe the plumber.
Joe the plumber, is he actually going to give all that a go?
I've got flying monkeys in my head. I just think
Wizard of Oz again.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I mean, that's the key to all this. Don't worry. Watch films and listen to music, and then go out. And you know, every morning, the first person you see, say morning.
Yeah.
Say morning.
This is a great point, everyone, right? Because we can all take action on this. Yeah.
You don't have to each other. You don't have to set up a political party. You don't have to riot. You don't have to get on Twitter and tell people who already agree with you what you think, and go on Facebook and share it with your friends who are all the same as you, because you all grew up in the same part of the world and you're all the same age. Don't bother. Just do little things, like saying morning to people.
We were talking about this the other day, and this is a really important thing to remember, that because of the way the internet works, is that it remembers the things that you like to look at. So if you're a lefty and you read all the kind of lefty stuff, then Google and things like that goes, oh, he likes all that. I'm going to keep feeding them all of that stuff. So you don't really get to see the other side unless you actively search it out. So whatever kind of opinion you've got, because of the world we live in now, that opinion just grows and grows. Like, I think Trump is awful. Like, awful, right? But I don't read any pro-Trump stuff. It doesn't come into my feed at all. Why would it? You know what I mean? So it's just, it's hard to kind of remain any kind of balance on any situation at all.
So I'm saying don't bother. Don't play along. Just say, just be nice.
Just say if no.
If you're nice to one another.
Just say
hang
no.
On, hang on. It's an important point.
Sorry.
If you're nice to one another, then that person you've been nice to will be nice to another person. And before you know it, everyone's being nice to one another. There's no paranoia. There's no horribleness out there in the world. And everyone will be nice to one another. And sure, I look like a hippie dad who probably should have a shave by now. But I like to think that, you know, it's not all lost.
Well said, Ben.
Thanks.
The Shindig TV, the show that we did after Brexit, we played the Moody Blues with Go Now.
We're not going to be... No, be positive. Play the Beatles altogether now.
That's what I'm saying. We're not going to play that now.
Play the Beatles altogether now. It's a nice song.
All right, actually, you're right. That is a really nice song.
And the thing about this song is it's got kiddie-like lyrics, but at the end of the day, that's where we all came from. And when I was...
That's what you wanted, isn't it?
By the Beatles.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's The Farm, isn't it? I'm sorry. Yeah, carry on. Yeah. Keep with your point.
And you know, the lyrics are very simple, but behind the John Lennon, Paul McCartney song is a message of just be nice. Just be nice.
I love you. Boom, 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 boom. Sail the ship. Boom, boom, boom. Chop the tree. Boom, boom, boom. Skip the rope. Boom, boom, boom. Look at me. All together now. All together now.
All together now.
All together now.
All together now. All together now.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shindig Breakfast Show, everybody.
So you spend your best 5 minutes of radio.
Sure, Ben. Yay! Hey, Ben.
What?
How about I ask you what have you been doing this week, Ben? For the first time today. Not asked you this before.
So, Marv, my week starts, as most weeks start for a football person, Saturday, 3:00. I went down to Broadhurst Park, Marv, filled with hope, filled with joy, filled with tears.
I assume we beat Bradford Park Avenue, didn't we, Ben?
Filled with pies. And we should have seen the US election coming, Marv, because apparently form doesn't matter. League position doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times you've scored goals or conceded goals or...
Up isn't up.
Or been beaten 18-0 in a league match. It doesn't matter, Marv.
Down doesn't mean down.
In our modern world now, it doesn't matter. And it transpires Bradford Park Avenue weren't as bad as everyone thought. And, well, they came out dressed like a rugby league side. They're dressed like Batley Rugby League Club. And... You know, like a rugby league side, they had 13 players and FC United didn't stand a chance.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The referee should have counted them properly.
Well, that probably wouldn't have made things fair, yeah.
And then on Sunday, Marv...
Are we only at Sunday, Ben? We're halfway through the song.
And then on Sunday, Marv...
Do you want to tell people why that's funny?
Because we've already recorded all this.
Oh, I've done this all once before.
Yeah. It's hard to repeat the same jokes.
But it's kind of funny because everyone Ben is hitting, I'm giving him a little wink. Check, Ben. Check. You said the form thing before. Yeah, well done. You made the rugby joke before. Well done. Which is why I just made that halfway through the song joke. We've already done this before. It's like being in Back to the Future, basically. Carry on, Ben. On Sunday, he's going to talk about going to the women's team and how they were down 1-0 at halftime. And no one saw us coming, but then the women came out and went, no, he's going to make a big statement and say no like that. Ellesmere, no, we're not going to get beaten back. And they beat them like 6-1 or something. What a great day it was. And then we're going to get them Monday, Tuesday. And that's basically where we got up to before all this nonsense happened, which you've not been able to listen to because Garage Band stopped working. That's the history of the situation. Ben, what did you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, Marv, I went back to Broadhurst Park. This time filled with hope and filled with cashew nuts. I went from Sainsbury's, got the cashew nuts, I went straight to Broadhurst Park. And when I went to Broadhurst Park, I thought, I need cheering up now. This is too much. What happened yesterday was a farce. It's got to be better. It was 0-0 at half-time. Yeah. Ellesmere Port Town against FC United's women's team. Ellesmere Port Town come out. They score a goal. The women's team go, no, no, this is not happening.
There it is.
We are not being beaten by a team from the Wirral.
That's
it's
right.
Not even a proper part of the country. We're not doing it. And then six goals, Marv. Six beautiful goals. It was like
bang, 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 bang.
But six times. And the last time was an own goal. So oh. it was like a double pow.
Pow.
So congratulations to the women's team. Monday did nothing. Tuesday did nothing. Wednesday did nothing. Thursday did nothing. Oh, Friday I'm here. Not bad considering I've done that four times now. Can I just cover off one little anecdote from the US election night?
Sure.
So I, like many people, I stayed up to watch it. I'd already done my research to work out what time I'd need to stay up till. And I was comfortable with 4 o'clock. Okay. Got to 2 o'clock and the pundits, Marv, were cocky and they were confident and they were saying things like, oh, well, Hillary's losing out in these counties here in Florida, but she's not losing by the amount she should be. So that will be really good news for Hillary Clinton. So I was listening to this, and then I was like, because the guy was boring, I fell asleep.
Oh.
And then an hour later, Marv, it was like the world had been flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced anything like that in my life, where I go to bed sure and very confident, and then an hour's disco nap, suddenly I've woken up in the middle of the disco from hell.
That's how I felt at Brexit. That's how I felt.
No,
I stayed up for a little bit and it started off all right. And so I went to bed feeling very reassured about everything, not realising that the ones that they'd counted were like these tiny little places off the south coast somewhere. And then I got up, went, oh, look at that.
Can I say something as well?
You already are, mate.
Yeah. To all our American listeners, because there's a few, and our Canadian listeners, and everyone around the world, we love you all.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Why we do it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't blame anyone.
Not just for Pete and Steve, but it's for those lovely people on the other side of the.
And not just that side, Ben.
Blue
all sides
on the map.
All sides.
Yeah.
All sides.
All sides.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a circle. The world.
Well, it's technically it's a sphere.
Technically, Ben, you're right. It is a sphere,
it's
but
like a 3D circle.
A 3D. It's the world is a 3D circle, and we live all around it. Stretch your arm around the circle, Ben. Hug the world. We are the world.
Oh.
Every second my finger clicks.
Nigel Farage.
Dies.
Oh. I was going to say Nigel Farage says something.
It'd be amazing if he moves to America and becomes part of Trump's little.
Well, this is it. I mean, there was this thing this week where this nice little Luxembourg MEP has come up with this idea that anyone living in Britain who wants to be an EU citizen after Brexit can apply and become an EU citizen, and you get the same rights, and you can vote and stuff, and you can be a dual citizen, essentially, of Britain and of the EU. And that sounded delightful.
It did.
At the same time, Nigel Farage is getting his American citizenship, and good luck to him. That's fine. You know, that's great. Don't get annoyed with British people who want an EU passport, then.
Don't do it.
Don't get annoyed, because your poster boy is doing the same thing.
Speaking of poster boys, Ben, got an email from Pete.
Yeah.
Dear Ben and Marv, emotional voice.
Right, acting then, Marv, come on.
What kind of emotion do you think?
No, it doesn't emotional, say, doesn't it?
I mean, emotional voice probably means quite sad.
I'd go with Steve Marriott.
Oh, I might like that.
No, I'm chirpy. It doesn't say it's a negative emotion or upset emotion.
Actually, just reading ahead a bit, it does say the phrase, I was brought to tears. So does that change your approach at all?
Laughter.
Laughter. Okay. Dear Ben and Mav, more than ever before, and for different reasons, I was brought to tears by last week's shindig. Allow me to elucidate. Elucidate, Ben.
That is a very small faces word.
Oh, Ben, he is all over it in this week's email. Firstly, on behalf of my sibling, thank you so much for dedicating the whole show to Steve and his ailment. Steve is not, dare I say, a regular listener. Work and watching FC, amongst other things, prohibit him from listening to the show. However, sitting in his home with his right leg elevated and wireless tuned in, he managed to avail himself of the joy that is the shindig. And do you want to know what his verdict was, Ben?
Do I? Oh, yes.
Otherwise, the email's just going to stop there, mate.
Oh.
Do you want to know what his verdict was, Ben?
Do I?
Just say, yeah.
But what if it's bad? What if it's bad?
Well, then you're going to learn from constructive criticism, aren't
you? I don't
want
constructive criticism. It's been a bad week. I don't want bad news.
Constructive, Ben. I'll give you an appraise sandwich if it's bad.
Oh, please. I've not had one of them in years.
Would you like to know what his verdict was?
As long as it's in a sandwich form, Marv, yes.
What if it's good news, though, Ben? I can't do that in a sandwich.
Why?
Well, you don't have to give bad news, then good news, then bad news.
I suppose it's like a salami sausage. You don't necessarily have to have it in a
I'm just
going to
tell you what he said. Oh. His words, not mine. They, that's you two, are so talented that I'm surprised they haven't gone on to greater things. To which Pete replied, there is nothing greater. Boom, Pete. Boom. That is exactly what I thought when I was reading this email. I thought to myself when I was reading this thing, I thought, well, there is nothing great. Pete said that. I certainly didn't think to myself, yeah, why haven't we?
I
didn't have that thought running through my head.
You know, like we were discussing the text message you sent me earlier and I was in Greg's. When I read Pete's email initially, because I'm only joking, I do read the emails then mark them as unread again, just to fool you.
It doesn't fool me, Ben, I know you've read it, it's all right.
I was doing the pots at the time. I was doing the pots in my kitchen and I read it and went, oh... Why haven't we done anything better?
Why did it go wrong? Because suddenly we're 10 years in.
Is it because we didn't do the LinkedIn thing?
Chewing the cud with brother, we wondered if there was any limit to your on-air ability to talk about any subject for 90 minutes.
We've tried.
So I decided to pick a word out of the dictionary at random and challenge you to broadcast a whole show based upon this word. Ah, how to pick a truly random word was the problem that I faced, of course. After much deliberation, I came up with the idea of using a dart and a dictionary, Ben. I put the closed dictionary on my dresser at home and proceeded to launch the antique and as it... Wait. I put the closed dictionary on my dresser at home and proceeded to launch the... I'm getting a
projectile.
Sentence ahead. Yeah. Proceeded to launch the pointed projectile at the book. It, of course, took several goes to land the dart in amongst the pages. This left a series of holes around where the dictionary stood, Ben. This now gives the impression that my not-so-old dresser is an antique and has in the past suffered from a minor infestation of woodworm.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. I don't think it's really...
No, we've helped him age his dresser, and I think that's...
I don't really want to take responsibility for him hammering holes into an antique, which was probably worth £1,000, Pete. You've ruined it, mate.
It's a team effort.
Actually, you can just cover that over.
Yeah, put a little... What do you call them? Napkin
coaster.
Thing. No, like a... Those
coaster.
Things. No, like a...
Doily.
A doily.
Yeah, doily we both got there. I digress, he says. The next stage was to open the dictionary at the randomly selected page and launch another dart at the two opposing pages that now face me.
Why
naturally,
does it have to be a dart?
Huh?
Why didn't he just use his finger?
I know, it's quite extreme, isn't it?
It's very Donald Trump.
How far away do you think the dart was that he was throwing from the book? Do you think he was like a metre away? Do you think he was the other side of the room? It's dangerous, you're right. It's dangerous. Could have hit an open wire or something.
I mean, Steve's in the bed as well.
Yeah, poor Steve. The next stage was to open the dictionary around the six pages. Naturally, more holes appeared in the dresser before I finally hit the target. And I am sure you and your other listener...
Steve.
Oh, Steve. You and your other listener are desperate to discover which word was selected by this ingenious method of randomness and lunacy.
Especially when we've only got 35 minutes left of the show.
Drum roll, please. The word was, oh my God, they've just announced the winner of the US elections and I'm now suffering from the DTs.
DTs.
The Donald Trumps. I'm off now to have a lie down in a darkened room and contemplate the impending global destruction.
I think we've covered it well, though.
H-H-U, Pete.
H-H-U.
I'm going to say, hugs, happiness, uterus. It's the circle of life.
Hugs, happiness.
Uterus.
I was going to say, and you.
Oh. God, I hope that's what it means, Ben. God, I do.
So it's now time for the media review.
No. Ben, first, before we get to the media review, you know this is a packed show.
Yes.
All right? And I've still got to play you adverts.
Oh, yeah! 10th birthday's next week.
So, Ben, quickly explain to people what the hell's going on.
We've got a 10th birthday next week.
A bit slower than that. Or a bit more detail.
FC Radio is 10 next week. 10 years old. Can you believe it? Not 10 months. Not 10 shows. 10 years.
And to celebrate this, we haven't really planned anything. But I have made a few jingles to celebrate the occasion. And as we do every time something like this comes around, Ben comes on the shindig after I've spent a week working away at these. And a lot of time's gone into them. And he listens to them and, like an X Factor judge, basically chooses which are going to make the grade and be played on FC Live. If you're an old fan of the show, you'll remember this that happened with the Elton John song. And no one thought that was going to make it on FC Live. And yet it did.
Every big game.
It's crazy that you're still
playing. There's not that many this year. But every big occasion, we will play it on FC Live.
Is that beeping still going on?
No.
News, and it just eventually stopped of its own accord. So, Ben, here's
like all alarm clocks.
Here's the first one. Happy birthday, Ben. Happy birthday, Marv.
Oh, sorry, we're doing a catchphrase. I'll do it again. I'll do it properly. Happy birthday, Marv.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
All right, Ben. Yeah, so it's our 10th birthday. We just want a nice, simple advert, okay? So when you're ready, mate.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Yeah, that was fine. You want to try again?
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Once more?
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Yeah, can you try sounding a little less pretentious?
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Yeah, just try and be natural with it, mate.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Right, if anything, you're getting further away from what we wanted. So, try again.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Just say it like a human would say it, yeah?
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
It's not hard, Ben. Just say it normally.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio.
Yeah, that's just weird. Happy 10th birthday, FCUM Radio. 10 years of professional jingles and programming.
I remember recording that, and those little bits in the middle that you were doing were on it, Marv.
That's right, Ben. It's cleverly put together, post-edit, as if it was all happening at the same time. I've even backed away from the microphone and shouted as if I'm shouting through to you.
Very clever.
See?
You and Pixar.
I learned everything I know from ILM.
Dough.
Yeah. Right, here's the next one, Ben.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
It's our 10th birthday here at FCUM Radio, and we could not be happier about it.
Yay! Come on! 10 years! 10 years! 10 years! Can you believe it? 10 years! Who would have thought? Well, no one thought even the club would last till Christmas, never mind the radio station. It's crappers! Absolutely crappers! No one ever heard of it.
FCUM Radio, bringing you frustratingly live coverage of every FC game since 2006.
Solid.
Solid,
right? Yeah.
If nothing else, Ben, it's usable.
Yes, it's usable.
What I like about it is that you can't quite make out what's being said in the background.
But
it's
you
like, what's he saying? It's like there's a party happening next door.
I like the A-team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the final advert, Ben, for your choice... Don't make your choice just yet. You've got those two. They're in the bag if you want them, Ben. Or, Ben, you can go with mystery door number 3, which is this little gem. Yay. Just in case that last bit didn't come across, there was 3 great snorts and then a party popper and someone celebrating.
Yay.
I'll take the first two.
What's wrong with the third one? It's real art in that one, Ben. Real emotions in it. You don't get that. Just...
You see, this
Pete
is...
Pete will agree with me, and Steve, this and is... Margaret. This... What's the one that does the China teapot? Is that Margaret?
That's Margaret.
Yeah, just and to... Cheryl and the kids.
This is where you've reached, Marv. You've made two cracking albums. You've sat at home and you've gone, right, I'm going to bang out the first one. That's good. I like that. Now, second one. Yeah, same as the first, but a bit different, and I like that. The third one, you've gone...
A bit edgier, isn't it? A bit edgier, yeah.
Yeah, the third one, you've decided to go to London and take part in... Very naughty narcotics, and you come back and you've gone, I'm going to be dead out. I'm going to record this in the Caribbean. And you got to the Caribbean and you recorded it. You come back, you think it's great, and then you've listened back to it and you've gone, oh. And that is the story of BA Now.
Quite an angry story. Quite an angry story.
I listened back to the album, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Still rubbish.
Still rubbish, yeah. You listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio, radio for FC United Manchester, and it's now time...
Media review.
...for Ben's media review. After all this promise, finally, we get to the media review.
Rebecca's gone.
Is that it? And that's the end of the media review.
Now, Rebecca went, and that's not the full story, because basically she's gone because she was after some African soap.
That's not why she went. She was gone in the first few minutes of the show. In the car on the way there, they were saying about, after what she's had so far this series, she has to be project manager. It doesn't matter. Right, who wants to be project manager? Nope. All right, someone else then. You're fired. Instantly, as soon as that happened. The only thing that she could have got away with if she was on the winning team, and that very quickly became apparent, it was not going to be them.
African black soap is what they wanted.
Sorry, Ben, did you say English tomato soup?
No. Black soap.
Minestrone soup? Got all kinds of soup, mate. Loads of kinds of soup. What else do you want?
What was the... What, tahini?
You want a tangerine? Yeah, got that for you as well, yeah. What else do you want? Yeah, no worries. Got it all for you. Come down to this international supermarket. As if anyone falls for that. It's an international supermarket. That must mean they've got, like, hedge trimmings there and tagines, just a full corridor of tagines because it's an international supermarket.
Why did none of them, go to the 24-hour Tesco where literally you could have got everything you wanted?
Yeah, I don't think you can get a tagine there, Ben.
You can.
Do you know what a tagine is?
It's like a cauldron.
It's a bit like a cauldron, I suppose, yeah.
It's just Halloween, isn't it?
What I enjoyed about it.
Yeah. It's a tagine.
Which wasn't much.
It's a cauldron. It's made of plastic. No, it's not made of plastic.
I see what you mean.
The Halloween cauldron that we bought from Tesco that were dressed up as a tagine. There was people getting kids' clothes, weren't there? And little joke cigars and classing them as real cigars.
No, the cigars were real, weren't they?
Were they?
I think they were. Yeah. Do you remember a few years ago when someone bought a skeleton costume instead of a skeleton?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. The thing is, Marv, I speaking of the cigar bit, I think she came in for a bit of an hard time.
Rebecca?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she had to go.
Not Rebecca, the northern girl.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Or with the whole using a
backstory.
Deadline.
I would have done the same because there's a guy there and, you know, I'm going to try and... What?
The thing is, this is the annoying thing about The Apprentice, isn't it? Because if it comes off, she gets praised, all right?
Yeah.
She goes in there and sells, you know, buys the cigars for £20 or something like that. There's no way Sugar's going to turn around at that point and go, oh, I didn't really like your tactics there, Jessica. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. So it's whatever works gets praised, and whatever doesn't work, he tears them apart like it's the worst idea that's ever happened. And that format drives me up the wall. A bit of balance, Sugar, wouldn't go amiss.
And the other thing is as well, the photography stuff, that ridiculous, Marv. Why would you go to a proper printers to get essentially... something you can get from 24-hour Tesco.
I mean, again, that is on the 24-hour Tesco map, you're right. Yeah, that's there.
Why did they not go to 24-hour Tesco? Just for everything they could get.
I assume that there's certain things which are just banned. Like, you know, they clearly can't use Google because they have to ask people what a tagine is. You know,
anyone would Google that or use a dictionary or whatever, go to a library. So clearly there must be some set of rules, which I assume one of them is you can't just go to a big Tesco. What I liked about it this time was they set this task at night.
Yes.
That made it more fraught.
Mm-hmm.
Had the extra time factor in there, which none of them seemed to be able to comprehend. Just, that was an alien concept to them. This shop closes earlier than that shop. I don't understand which shop I should go to first. Really? Absolutely crackers. What does 24-hour printers mean?
So, there was all kinds of stuff, but Rebecca went because she basically was rubbish. And then, though, she went up in the estimation, Mav.
Why is that?
Because she used a naughty word before 10 o'clock.
Did
and
she?
I know the watershed is 9, right? But I'm saying the word she used...
Don't say it now. I'm not going to bleep it out. I don't have time to do that.
It was a T word.
When did she say that?
Right, in the taxi cab on the way home. She said, I'm glad that I didn't turn into a T.
Did she?
Yes.
A TW?
She said it twice.
Did she?
Yes. And Laura said, that's a bit much. And I went, yeah, but she's Northern, so...
You know what you should have said? Yeah, Laura, you're right. That's the state of the world today, isn't it? The bloody BBC letting any words come out. Yeah? And you know what? And we've left Europe.
Trainspotting 2, the...
yeah, I've watched the trailer for that.
It just looks like Trainspotting 1, but they're older.
Yep, which is probably quite reassuring to me, to be honest.
Okay. Strictly Come Dancing has announced its Christmas lineup, man.
Is Ed Ball still on Strictly
Come
Dancing?
Yeah, he is. And
How has that happened?
You know what? He's actually quite good.
I don't believe that for a second.
He's all right, you know.
Everyone said that to me. I've not watched the programme, so I'm sure everyone else is right, but I don't believe anyone.
He's all right.
Who's going to win?
Probably.
Look at what's happened to you. You're what, a 34-year-old man watching...
33.
33-year-old man watching a dancing programme.
It was Saturday Night Cabaret, Mav.
Good God.
Come on, it's just like the music hall, for television.
It's even got Tess Daly on it.
Yeah, that is a bad... We've discussed this in the Hughes household, and... She needs to go. Claudia Winkleman every time. Because Claudia Winkleman, she's great, yeah?
Oh, she's great.
And she can think on her feet, and she's got comedy timing.
She can think on her feet, think on her seat. She can do it all.
Exactly. And Tess Taylor is lost.
The robot, Tess.
She's lost.
We will ruin your world
and, she
and
does...
take your children away.
And there's this nervous thing that radio presenters do. And you know when they're nervous, because they do it all the time. And it's repeat the answer to the question. Are you having a nice time? I'm having a nice time. He's having a nice time. In reality, Tess Daly is very, very nervous, and she has to repeat back everything the judges just said.
To be fair, Ben,
yeah?
If I was a robot living in the flesh of a human being, I'd be pretty nervous about being found out too. So the very fact that she's managed to make it to stand up on television in that gown, I mean, robots can't walk in high heels particularly easily, Ben, as you know. She's doing a great job. It is doing a great job.
So there you go. And Channel 4, Marv, has revealed its Christmas lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Which includes a festive version of Tattoo Fixers, a Christmas version of Alan Carr, and a Christmas special of Gogglebox. Thank you, Channel 4.
People really, really like Gogglebox, don't they? Any sense to me at all. It's just absolute madness.
Well, that is the end of this very, very somber Shindig Breakfast Show. Hopefully it's been surreal enough for you to understand that me and Marv are a bit down this week, but hopefully we've been so down that it's been dark and a bit weird and a bit, ooh, that's is that funny?
A lot's happened in this show. I don't really remember. It's one of those shows I'm going to have to listen back before we air it.
You don't have to listen back to it, Marv, because it's going to be podcasted.
That's right.
Look out for Ben and Marv on Audio Boom and the iTunes Store. Just search Shindig Breakfast Show or Ben A&D Marv.
And we'll be back this time next week with more Shindig action. But before then, you've got all kinds of joy to look forward to. You've got the Reggae Latin Funk and Bass Beach Show. You've got Eleven's Heaven kicking around. You've got Gladys Balm. You got Chantel doing Generation Pop.
You've done it now, Marv. You're listening.
Huh?
You're listening.
I know, it's happening. You got a show with no name.
Stick with the landmark
you've got,
stuff, Marv.
Swampy's Red Rebel Radio with Ben just gibbering in at the side from time to time every time he gets a chance to
just
speak.
Keeping him on the straight and narrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't go that left wing.
Easy,
come back.
Swampy, come back.
So coming up, if you're listening on Saturday, we've got FC Live, FC United against Stalybridge Celtic from Bower Fold. Don't forget as well, we've got a Manchester Premier Cup special as myself, Stephen Wood, and Statopol, the B team as we know, will be at Gorton's Abbey A football ground to bring you live coverage of Abbey A against FC United.
What a time to be alive, Ben. What a time to be alive. And who knows what will have happened by this time next week, ladies and gentlemen, but we will dissect it on the show. Will Sofian still be on The Apprentice against all the odds? Probably. Will Donald Trump have just actually still done nothing? I hope so. Really,
he's not
really
president
hope
until
so.
January, so you can settle down.
I know, I just hope that it's at least calm for a while, because I think the world needs it.